Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show and Podcast. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I was just going to say I'm very excited about today's show. I'm super excited about today's show. For those who don't know, I'm a painter by trade, and man, this week has the 2 weeks following up to the big Christmas holiday is always really jam-packed full for me, and with people last-minute orders and whatnot. Paint a lot of kids and a lot of dogs and a few cats always every year. One of the things I haven't painted though, and today's guest really right before the show started, I was thinking about it and I'm going to this weekend. I have never painted a horse, an equine influenced painting, and that's going to change because she just inspires me so much, and she's into horses and she's just a wonderful singer. Songwriter, I would like to welcome today to the show Miss Jessie Lynn, Alabama singing cowgirl. Jessie Lynn, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. Now, you're in Alabama. I'm in South Florida. I don't know how the weather is where you're at. Here today, I live at the beach. Today is windy, chilly, and gray and rainy and just overcast. It isn't very pretty here today, but, you know, that's how it is. How's the weather where you're at?
Luckily, our weather is sunshiny and a little windy and on the cool side, but at least we get the good vitamin D today. Of course, you know, we had some storms that came through the other night, but thank goodness we were not in any of the severe storms, but some of our friends up North Alabama and all of that got hit pretty hard. So, but I'm just glad it's sunshiny today.
Oh man, it's crazy. Alabama is zany with their weather. Every time I visit Alabama, it's something totally different. And I'm like, am I in the same? Did I take the wrong turn in Albuquerque or something? I mean, what happened?
Always say if you don't like the weather one day, stick around the next, because it will change the next day. And sometimes here lately, there's been 2 days in the past 2 weeks that we've had all four seasons in one. You wake up at 80 degrees in the morning, and then by midday to afternoon, you're at 30 something degrees. So we tend to enjoy all the seasons in one day.
Oh man, I'm telling you, every time I go to Alabama, it's that way. But really, super nice people, and you know, keeping with the holiday spirit, I'll let everybody know, I have not bought better divinity in my life than in Alabama. So fantastic.
That stuff is so good. So good.
Well, it's not real good for you, but I think it's 3 pounds butter in it, but it's good. It is good. Oh man. Well, let me ask you, Jessie Lynn. Now, I know that you're really into horses and whatnot. You do a little barrel riding in addition, right, to being Alabama singing cowgirl?
Yeah, so actually, I started out on horses at a really early age. I actually was put on my first horse at 3 months old and then won my first lead line contest at 9 months old, and grew up in quarter rodeo and barrel racing, and later started my own equestrian business, and still have that in operation today. So I still coach and train students around
Amazing.
The area and around the state. And still ride, still go to a barrel race any chance that I get, and still love my fur babies. I've got 3 of them, Rebel, Jet,
nice.
And Star, and they are spoiled rotten, and they're great, and they're great therapy animals to have, and it's great, because if I have had a long week or so on the road, it's great to come home and just be able to go out in the pasture or go get them out, saddle them up, and go for a ride.
Nice. It's been years and years since my grandparents lived in Oklahoma. I grew up in Michigan, and but every summer my parents, you know, little boy, get underfoot, they would say, okay, off to grandma and grandpa's you go to the ranch there. They'll work you. They'll work all this energy out of you. And they did, you know.
Where in Oklahoma were you guys
hey.
From?
Tellico, Oklahoma, right?
How
in the
interesting. My family is all originally from Oklahoma. I was the only one that was born here in Alabama. My mom and grandmother are from Muskogee, which is not far from Tahlequah at all. And my dad is from Bartlesville. So we're all kind of the Okie from Muskogee.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so I had a horse down there named Pepsi, and Pepsi was just ornery as hell, but she was a good horse for me. Terrible for everybody else, but she liked me. In those days, I was little. These days, if I were to go try to ride a horse, they'd look at me and go, "Nah, I don't think so, man. I don't think not without some help. You need to be Claus, the Clydesdale over here." Horses are great. Great animals. I love them. One of the things I really like about horses is the personalities. I mean, yes, all animals have personalities, and, you know, everybody's dog has, you know, a great personality, mine too, but there's just something different about a horse. A horse is the type of animal that you just want. Not only do you feel like having a conversation, you do. You just have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. It's different than a dog. It's different than a dog. A dog will just yes, man, yeah, and agree with everything you say, but a horse will look at you like you're crazy if you are, you know. And sometimes
right,
if you're
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
I love them. Now, here you are. You're doing, you know, you're riding. You're wearing your jeans. And at some point, somebody said, "Now, little Jesse Lynn, you got an awful pretty voice. We need to start doing it." How did that happen, the singing part?
So same thing, kind of like with horses. I started singing at a very early age in church, started singing at the age of three, and went on to be classically trained as more of a Broadway first soprano operatic type singer for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So actually the coin phrase of Alabama Singing Cowgirl actually started at the age of seven when I opened up my first time on horseback carrying an American flag with a wireless headset. That was when Alabama Singing Cowgirl was born. I was 7 years old when that happened.
Nice.
And didn't decide to start actually pursuing the career professionally until my first semester at Auburn back in 2013. And granted, I had some very nice gigs, I guess should say. I was 12 years old when I opened for the NCAA Division II World Series game when it was held in Montgomery. Worked and opened for the Alabama State Senate. Did a lot of rodeos, a lot of special events, opening and stuff around the state, obviously, before I really decided to pursue it professionally. And so when I had that inkling to go for it, I decided to really dig my heels in and start learning the business aspect of it, and created my publishing company and then my productions company, and have worked from the ground up. When we released my first single in February of 2016, called Boots and Bling, it's a cowgirl thing, talking about the barrel racers and giving some tribute to the cowgirls that go out there and what I call turn and burn. So, the rest kind of happened from there. I was 19 when that single dropped.
The last year when you were
2016 was when that released.
Wasn't too long ago.
It was a while. It's been almost, this February will make 4 years. So, it just started from there. I released a single, had a call asking if I wanted to come open a show for the Oak Ridge Boys in August. And of course we said yes. And then the following year, we were open for Montgomery Gentry. We've opened for Shane Owens, Just Amuse from American Idol, Kirk J, which a lot of y'all will remember him. He was on The Voice a year ago. And, Corey Smith, he's a big thing around here in the area. I mean, it's just been great. It's been phenomenal.
Oh, it's fantastic. It is fantastic and so inspiring. And I tell you, I love your work ethic. It doesn't surprise me because I know you grew up, you know, surrounded by that and whatnot. That obviously has rubbed off. One of the very, very intelligent and smart things to do is to, you know, if you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's very
exactly
true. Start a production company. There's no reason not to do that. You know, it's so brilliant and smart. And at the same time, too, I'll tell you a big lesson to learn from Jesse Lynn, ladies and gentlemen, is surround yourself with a good team. You may be the best quarterback on the football team, and that's great. And you can get the ball down the field every time. It's a lot easier if you have a good team out there around you. And she does. She surrounds herself with people that are just fantastic and on it. You know, it's so good. So inspiring. And I hope our listeners that are wanting to get in, follow their dream and get into doing what their passion is, write that down, kids. It'll be on the tops, is what I'm saying. It's that's a very good lesson to learn. And work. And work.
Yes.
How to work. I know that's not sounding fun to some people, but it's so true. There's no shortcut.
It is true.
There's no shortcut.
No, not at all.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, your music's just phenomenal. It blows me away every time. It doesn't surprise me to learn, though, that you were classically trained almost from a Broadway-type background because, and I'm not being weird, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Girl, you got a set of pipes on you. You can sing, you know. It's
Well, thank you.
Very true. Yeah. You know, I've seen some video and whatnot on YouTube and projection and all that. You are not a shy gal. And that's so needed with your art, you know. It's just great. It's just great. And bless your parents, too, you know. She picks, you know, these fun pursuits to do when she's a little girl. Horses. that's always cheap. I had a friend of mine. Oh, my gosh. I had a friend of mine about a few months ago. We were talking, and they have children. He has children and whatnot. And it's got a little, how old is his gal? 11, 12, something like that. And I said, well, so what's she doing? What's she into? We were talking, and he said, well, her new hobby is horses. I'm like, oh, dear God, you poor man. because they don't live on a farm. They're one of the people that you probably deal with, Jesse Lynn, you... They rent stables.
Actually, my horses are on my property. That is one thing that I am very adamant about.
Do you board other people's horses, though?
I used to board for other people, and I got out of that about 2 to 3 years ago. Got out of boarding just because my career was going, you know, a lot more heavier. It was putting a lot more stress like on me to be here. That's one thing that we've always been adamant about, my mom and I alike, is our horses are not boarded. They are on the property, so we know what's going on when and all of that. So we've got some acreage that we have our farm on, so it's nice.
Nice, yeah. Well, and you ladies know what you're doing too. You know how to take care of a horse and all of the little things that people who board horses, you know, all those little, when they get the bill are surprised, oh, what is this? Well, this has to happen. And, you know, it was cold. Your horse needed a blanket, you know.
Right. It's work. It's not easy. It is not an easy task, that's for sure. And the bad part is horses are so finicky. You know, if they get sick, it's not like they can tell you what's wrong. And with a horse, you know, you're taking a chance on guess. It's about 50-50. You're either going to 50% chance guess right or wrong. So.
Right. Oh, man, yeah. Well, it's a beautiful hobby. And I don't want anybody listening. You know what? If your little girl wants a horse, get her a horse. Do what you got to do, man. Work that second job. You're young. You can do that. Do what you have to do. Horses, it's a beautiful experience. And there's a very special bond that happens with young people, boys and girls, with a horse, I feel. But, you know, I don't have kids and I ain't paying for that. So I can talk a lot of smack, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
My only suggestion to people that are looking to get into the horse business, it's much like a new person getting their first puppy. Horses are not a big dog. They are something that require a lot of attention and a lot of care. So the only thing, I always say half of the people that own horses shouldn't have them anyway, because they don't know. They have not done the research. And, you know, you've got a 1,200-pound animal that can think for itself. And, you know, you train them to behave well in certain scenarios, but just like a kid, they can have that moment where they're like, oh my goodness, and they lose their crap. And if you're not in the right position, or you're, you know, not practicing what we call good horse sense, you know, some folks can probably get hurt. So it's just, you know, my only advice for people, you know, if they are looking to get a horse or whatever, they have no idea about it, you need to research, you need to find out what's all required, what you need to have on hand, you know, because it's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It reminds me of my, we got a dog a couple of years back. And horses are not like a dog, exactly like she said. It's just our particular dog was, you know, we got a Shar Pei. It's one of those wrinkly dogs. We thought, oh, it's very cute. You know, this is the dog. Yeah, and we love her to death. We have no regrets. But we learned quickly that fancy dog came with fancy price tags. It was a lot too, you know, and a lot of things that we weren't expecting with the breed. You know, it's a guard dog. It can be aggressive. They bond with 1 or 2 people, and that's about it.
Right.
Not a big social dog. And,
right.
You know, our poor mailman, I feel so bad every day. You know, he wants to eat his face. It's terrible. But, you know, just how it is. He's inner yard. What can you do? Anyhow, back to music. Now, Boots and Bling, and It's a Cowgirl Thing. I love it. I love all these tracks that were sent over here. We're going to play four of them today. We should probably start. What should we start with? We've got Boots and Bling. I'm digging it. Snow a Little, and What Happens in the Country. What should we hit people with first, do you think, Jesse Lynn?
I say let's start with the first single. Let's introduce them to the first single, Boots and Bling, It's a Cowgirl Thing. That was the first one that we released to radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here it is, everybody. This is Miss Jesse Lynn. Boots and Bling, It's a Cowgirl Thing. Check this out.
Wrangler jeans, boots and bling. Line it up, ladies, it's a cowgirl thing. Saddle up, let's rock, we're rolling. Bright lights, big city, I'm going. No time to turn around. No time to back down. Three barrels, two hearts, one dream. It's a cowgirl thing. Drew says, gates up, we're riding.
What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. Jesse Lynn, I love it. I loved it since I heard it first a couple of years ago. Boots and Bling, It's a Cowgirl Thing. Fantastic track. Fantastic track.
Thank you.
Now, when you wrote this, well, let me ask you this. This was the first single, and you've been doing this for a while now. You're still doing this. Is there a difference in your creative process when you sit down and say, I'm going to write a song today, or when that moment happens? Do you remember when you had that moment with Boots and Bling, and has it changed to today when you do it today?
You know, it's interesting. The creative process itself has not really changed that much. I still get ideas and write stuff what I call sporadically. I don't sit down at any particular time during the day to write unless I have a co-write scheduled. And then I can make myself be creative. But a lot of times that if I'm thinking on subjects for a co-write or for something that I want to write, it's usually while I'm driving or while I'm out riding. It's usually when I'm alone. I can, you know, because I spend a lot of time on the road traveling and touring. And so a lot of that time, it gives me a lot of space to think. And if I have an idea, I will write it down or put it in my phone. And then when I get to where I'm going, if I have something else that, you know, needs to be elaborated on, I can put that in my notes or, you know, take it to our co-writers and say, hey, this is a, you know, an idea that popped into my head earlier. The process itself hasn't really changed. That's how kind of Boots and Bling was born and brought into life. It was, you know, an idea that, you know, with the cowgirls, it's like I got kind of tired of George Strait and Garth Brooks having all the fun with the cowboys and the rodeo stuff. So I'm like, the cowgirls need an anthem, and that's what came out of it. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. I get what you're saying, though, that meditative time. You know, it's interesting. We, at our house, we have a mid-century house built with 50, and we don't have room for a dishwasher. We don't have a dishwasher, so I'm the dishwasher. I wash dishes all the time, and it's just the two of us, so we really don't have that many dishes, you know? And the reason I'm saying this is everybody always makes fun of me that knows us and comes over. They're like, when are you going to get a, you know, put an addition on here and get some room? And, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cheap. But I got to sell some things.
Yeah.
But I really don't want one, because one of the things I like about washing dishes or mowing the grass or anything is it's like you were saying, I have this meditative state. I'm working things out in my head. I'm painting during that time. And it's just, I'm doing something almost mindless, but at the same time, my mind is focused on the creative process, like you were saying. I get it. It's it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that that's how. Now, with you though being a singer, what do you like hum the notes into a phone or something like that?
No, usually I actually sing what I have in to the phone. If I've got a lyric piece, mm-hmm. got a melody side with it, I will open up a voice note and actually sing it into the phone. To set everything and then take it and work with our, you know, my guitarist and band members to put everything together.
Gotcha. And you probably have hundreds and hundreds of those you haven't even got to yet, I imagine. You just seem
actually,
that
I'm pretty good about, I'm pretty good about keeping them up to date, keeping them keeping them pushed through. So I don't like to get more than about 5 to 10 of them at a time because then it's too much. So I try to push them on through once I have the idea set in stone and try to go ahead and meet and get music down to it pretty
nice.
Fast.
Nice. I am going to be inspired by that and work better at that. I have a cork board. It's right in front of me right now with about 100 little pink post-it notes on them that, you know, just has all kinds of manicured woman's nails throwing a brick or grabbing a brick, you know, that's what I'm reading, right? And that's an idea I had for a painting, you know what I mean? And I stuck it up there a year ago and haven't done anything with it. So you've inspired me, Jesselyn.
Well, that's good. That's what we aim to do as artists.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get better at that. Need to. Some good ideas up there, I'm sure. I don't know if that was a good idea, but there's a bunch of ideas up there. Surely one of them.
Yes.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Now, I love everything you do with your music business. It is, you cover all the bases, and I think that's so smart. And your website, which we have a link to your website and all of your social media, including Spotify and whatnot, up on our show page. But it's very, very easy to get to, ladies and gentlemen. JeffieLynn.net, JeffieLynn, two N's on there, JeffieLynn.net. And I love your website. I love your website. I don't know who you have.
Thank
build
you.
It. Buy I them a cup it. Of coffee next. Oh, well, get yourself a cup of coffee next time.
I build my website. Yeah. Thank you.
It is
you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I am telling you, Jeff.
I appreciate it.
I've got all these artsy fartsy friends that, man, their websites are terrible. They're like, oh, go check out my website. You really? I'm like, I couldn't hear your music because I couldn't find it. I'm like, what do you
right.
mean? You just have to have the monkey pick a banana out of the tree. And like, that makes no sense to me. You're a rockabilly band. Why do you have a monkey in a tree? It doesn't make sense, you know?
Right.
But your website is very easy to navigate. And everything's right there. And it's just fantastic. Looking at
well,
your website,
you.
One of the things. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm very impressed with it. One of the things, I was scrolling down a little bit on the page there, and upcoming shows. You play a lot. You've got all kinds of shows coming up.
Yeah.
How is
it's
that?
It's interesting because, you know, we've actually just now started posting our 2020 show dates. And what they're doing is I have them scheduled to release one a day all the way through Christmas because if I went to post all of them at once, it would be bombarding everybody on social media and Facebook and all of that. They're like, hey, she's on the show. Hey, she's on the show. Look, we know she's got a show. So I've scheduled all of our schedules to come out one day at a time with, of course, the, you know, closer shows being released first and then the further off ones being released a little later. And so right now, if you go out there, I think we'll probably see about four or five that we've got coming up in January. And there's going to be more throughout the year that we've already scheduled. They're just scheduled to release tomorrow. So, you know, that's something that I handle on my own, still book everything that we do, still handle all of our schedules and maintenance and everything as far as for the website, social media, and all of that. So, yeah, I still handle all of that.
Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, what I said you have to do? You have to work. There you go. And JeffieLynn, coming up the 13th, will be in Nashville. You're heading up to Nashville. Now, that's a bit of a drive from Alabama.
Yes.
I don't know. What is it, 9 hours? Something like that?
Four. It's only 4 hours
four.
For us.
No, I thought it was further than that. Well, that ain't that bad.
Yeah.
4 hours. You can do that.
Yeah, it's not bad because we live in central Alabama. We live near the Capitol. So it's
nice.
We're only 4 hours from Nashville.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, let's play another track. Well, that's an exciting show. Now, that's going to be at the Commodore Grill. It's a writer's round, right?
It is, and we might actually end up having another surprise show up in North Alabama. Prior to that, I actually got a phone call this morning and waiting to hear back on that. So we will see what happens. But, yes, the Commodore Grill, Miss Debbie Champion is the one that's over all of that, and she does a phenomenal job and has been so good to us and bringing us back at least once a month now for, oh, Lord, about the past year and a half or so. And it's a great time to just come listen to the phenomenal writers that are in Nashville. I mean, she has some of the biggest and best, you know, songwriters to folks like me who work with some publishers and other writers all the way to the beginner songwriters. So, I mean, she makes sure the cream of the crop's there, but that it gives everybody an opportunity. So that's going to be that show. And I think the next song that we should do is the last single that we had out.
Okay.
It went number 53 on Music Row, and it's not a song that I wrote, but it's one that has, we are seeing a great resurgence with it, as far as it is definitely catching on pretty hot and heavy, and that's I'm Digging It. So I think it's a fun little upbeat tune that everybody will enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm Digging This. It's I'm Digging It. It's Jesse Lynn. Check it out, everybody. Another fantastic track, I'm Digging It, by Jesse Lynn. Duffy, I like that one. Very good.
Thank you. That's a little bit of our newer material. That was we released that single a year ago. It is off of an up-and-coming EP that we'll have coming out probably this next year. It's little fun facts about it. The producer on that track is actually, I don't know if y'all remember the Mandrell Sisters, but Erlene and Barbara and Louise. Erlene played the drums, and Louise played everything else, and then, you know, Barbara was the awesome front woman. But Erlene's husband, Pat, is the producer on that track, and then the guitar solos and stuff that you hear is actually Garth Brooks' studio guitarist, Mr. Chris Lusender, who's played for Garth now for many, many, many years.
Wow. We've had Erlene on the show before, actually. She's a super sweet lady. Super sweet lady.
Yeah.
I have not met her husband, though.
Pat is awesome.
It's been a while. She had done an album or a single. It was for the troops. It was, I remember something along those lines, like helping out the troops or whatnot. Fascinating woman. Fascinating. Cool story.
Yeah.
Lots of.
Super awesome.
She was telling me about Christmas time at the Mandrells. And I'm like, I can only imagine what that's like. That is.
Yes.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Man.
We actually just got back this past weekend. We were at our label Christmas party up in Nashville. And, of course, you can imagine a lot of fun was had by all.
Oh, man. I Ooh. I'm telling you, cowgirls know how to party, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know that,
yes.
They do.
Which links to the song, What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country.
That's right. Absolutely. We should play it. Let's play it. That's a good, we can't get a better segue than that, you know? There we go.
Oh, no.
Everybody, we're gonna play another track. This is What Happens in the Country, and then we'll talk a little bit about it right here in a second after it plays. Check this out. What a track, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Jesse Lynn, I love, love, love that one. And I love that guitar in there. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Singing along right with you. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome track. Hey, we've got a caller. I don't know who it is, but let's find out.
All right.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Are you there? Oh, I guess they were shy, Jesse Lynn. I guess they were shy.
Well, no.
That's fine.
All right. That is okay.
We tried. There's only thousands and thousands of people listening to Noah. Kidding. We've got three or four people, Noah.
It's funny. You talk about What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country. Now, that is a song that I did co-write off of. I'm sure you're familiar with Miss Lori Morgan. Her brother, Marty Morgan, and Scott Steele and I co-wrote that song, What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country. And that was one of those songs that was born out of an idea that I thought of on the way up to Nashville to do that writer's session. And my mom and I were in the car, and I said, you know, I'm tired of the guys having the perspective of what happens in the country. It really bothers me. I'm a real country girl. you know, comes in, and in the songs they portray him as the guy's the real country boy, and this, that, and I'm like, no, we need a girl's anthem. That, I mean, that this is a song. What I love is this is a song that can be sang by a male or female.
Right.
But I took the premise of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and what happens in the country stays in the country was born. So
there you go. I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with that. I am, and it is needed. It is needed. There is a, one of the things I love about your brand, that's not necessarily a bad word, ladies and gentlemen. It's very useful. If you're in entertainment, you better understand that concept. One of the things I love about it is you kind of break those norms, those established norms, I should say, and flip
right.
them like that. And I think that's needed. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Gals like to have fun too, baby. There's the ones
exactly.
I know do at least. You know,
exactly.
You know, and then they go through heartbreak all the same, and good times and bad times. All, you know, they people. You can't be surprised at that kind of stuff. I will say this: I think, in my experience, at least the gals I know, and they get over that heartbreak a little quicker. You know, nothing sadder than a sad no boy, a sad any boy, just sad. You know, move along, gentlemen, chin up, learn from those gals a little bit. Well, that is a great song.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
One of the things I like about country music in general is country artists totally use this idea of cross promotion so effectively. They will work with other people and do that and gain new market. You know, new people will go, hey, you know, that's a fan of Mr. X will say, oh, I heard Miss Y and I'm going to check out her other stuff. You know, it's very smart, very smart. A lot of people in the hip hop world have started doing that in the last decade or so. You don't see it as much in other genres of music, rock and what have you. then it's that's to their detriment, I think. I think you should do that. Country people have it down, though. Country artists have no problem working with other people.
Well, and there's a reason behind that, which is very interesting. If you do any study markets, study the markets like I do, it's interesting. I'm an avid researcher and reader, and there's a lot of reason why country artists have the collaborations. And a lot of the times it's the pop or rock artist asking for the collab because country music carries the largest radio industry as far as reporting stations are concerned. Country music radio has about 190 reporters. You've got rock that has 54 Billboard reporters and pop, which may have around 60 to 70. So the country market definitely swings more heavily than any other market or genre. So that's why you see a lot of the collab projects come together. And a lot of the time it's the pop, like I said, the pop or rock artist that's wanting to do the collab to push a new project.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. And, you know, it's and country music's so relatable. It's so relatable. We have a young friend, and she's very cool. And she's like, oh, country's just not my thing. I can't, you know, relate to it. And I said, that's because you're 22. You haven't experienced enough life yet, dear. You will.
Right.
You will understand. Hank, I feel bad that you understand Hank Williams. You will. I don't want to be standing next to you when it happens. But, get you through some tough times, old Hank will. And I was very fortunate. My parents were into country music. And what was interesting growing up, I remember my father was more into new country. Well, he was into country during that kind of 70s mainstream little bit that happened there, you know, the Ronnie Millsap era and all that kind of stuff. And so I kind of grew up hearing all of that. And then he just kept carrying on. He would tell you all about, the latest country goings on of the day. And I kind of went the other way. I went more the Western. I started getting into Western swing and all what he called cowboy music, and he hated it. He's like, turn that off. I can't. I know his spurs jingle and jangle. We've heard it. Turn it down.
Right.
I think I'm the only person that ever. But I loved it. You know, horses, I guess. What can I say? But I love contemporary country music. I think it's fantastic, and it's just very relatable, very relatable. And, man, you're right. When you look at the numbers, they have a lot of listeners. Very, very popular.
Yes, they do, definitely.
It'll make your head spin when you look at some of those numbers. It's, I'll put it this way. Whenever we have country artists on the show here, we get the highest ratings. You know, it's
really
very true. Oh, yeah. I don't know how it happened a couple years ago. Back before I changed all my letterhead, when I had my big, crazy, wild hair, I had all these country artists on all the time, and I got very popular with the Nashville crowd and whatnot, and I was getting a lot of work up there with that, and I'm like, wow, they've really accepted me with my big punk rock hair there. I wasn't complaining at all.
Exactly.
Orders were. Money is green, not a problem. Hey, so moving on, we've got it's such a good song, that What Happens in the Country. I like that. We've got one final track. Now this is kind of indicative of the season. Tell us how you came up with this one. Snow a Little.
So this is not a song that I wrote, but it is a song from my co-writer Marty Morgan helped write on What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country. He and a friend of his wrote this song about 2.5-3 years ago, and he pitched it to me not long after we had released A Softer Side of Country, and he said, hey, I think this would be a great song. I want you to take a listen to it. Let me know if you want to cut it and maybe use it for a Christmas track. And I said, okay, great. Well, yes, of course, I loved it, and we decided to put it on a Christmas EP titled Snow a Little, which is the name of the song. So it is the title track off of the Christmas EP. And what I loved about it is I wanted to take a little bit of my classical training and a little bit of kind of the bluegrass and love that I have for gospel music and country, and kind of wrap it all into one project. And so that's what Snow a Little was. You know, it's got, of course, this is kind of the more secular song, and then the rest of them are gospel songs that I grew up singing as a kid. And this song is just whimsical. I love it, especially for people that actually live where they get snow. it is very nice. You know, I at least can relate to the sentiment of the song, which is good. But I love this song, and it was one that it had to go out as a project. And this is one that we usually use for Christmas time.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I love this track a lot. It's one of my favorites. This is Snow a Little, Jesse Lynn. Check this out.
Snow a little, diamonds in the sky come down so low.
good night.
Snow a little, ladies and gentlemen. Snow a little, Jesse Lynn. Another great track. Jesse, I like that one a lot. Very, very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We were just, is it okay to mention your friend there? We were just talking off mic about it. I want to see a picture.
Yeah.
Little Lincoln. Jesse
Lincoln's
Lynn's dog.
Lincoln's going out for his potty break and... He's enjoying the sunshine, so I was trying to get him to come back in, but he kind of looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, well, here, I'll just put a boot in the door, and you can come back in whenever you're ready. And, of course, you know, like kids, you know, they say no and then yes, so it's he came
absolutely.
In right behind me. I'm like, good grief.
I got one just like it. The little princess this morning, you know, I got her up, and took her out the potty, and she just looked at me at the door like, I am not going out there in that cold rain. I just... That is not going to happen. So, you know,
right.
You can stand out there all you want in it. I ain't doing it. So she finally, I went out there with an umbrella. She's out there pottying this morning. I'm holding an umbrella over. I'm going, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fantastic. I wanted to mention all the tracks we played today, folks. Are available, right, Jesse Lynn, on Spotify, wherever you buy digital music, you can get these.
Yes, they're all available on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music. If you're a SoundCloud user, they're all out there. And feel free to download, purchase, whatever you'd like, share with your friends, add it to your own playlist, whatever your heart desires. We appreciate it because it's you guys that make the music keep moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, with every music artist we have that's on Spotify, which is 99% of them, we have a Pop Rocks Radio playlist that we add them to that we maintain for the year. And if you go to my homepage on my website, it's right there. And you can just click the button and play, listen to your heart's content. We will be putting all four of these tracks up on it today. And add those to your own playlist and get the word out. You know, it's doesn't cost nothing to share a link. You know?
Exactly.
We live in an internet world. You know?
Exactly.
I want to. Yeah, and you are very, very. Oh, before I get into this though, I wanted to mention also on your website, www.jessielynn.net. If you scroll down, ladies and gentlemen, you can click onto the Dirt to Diva Productions web store, merch store. And there's all kinds of merch on there. Jesse and I were talking about it. You wanted to let people know that there's more merch coming, and you guys are kind of up rebuilding that page, but it's still open and whatnot, right?
Yes. So the store itself is still open. We do have some new merchandise that we are going to be adding. I think I had mentioned a little bit off air that if you've been out to our store before, you might recognize some of the items. So they're a little past due as far as overhauling, but we are getting that ready to go and actually about to do a complete e-commerce store come the first of the year. So it will have a little bit better landing page that's more aesthetically pleasing, that fits more to the website, but you get the gist. And
right.
There'll be a lot more stuff that's coming out. We'll have some new updated koozies, cups, hats,
shirts,
all kinds of stuff coming your way. And you'll also notice on the website, if you look to the right-hand side under the shop section, you will see a logo titled Wandering Coyote Company. That actually is a store here locally in Alabama that I shop with a lot for a lot of my clothes, jewelry, gifts for people, et cetera. And if you use my special code that you'll see listed there, it's JessieLynn10, you'll get 10% off your entire purchase if you're in-store or online. They do ship. So be sure to click on the shop now and just check out their site. It's great boutique clothes, different stuff mixed in, and they are working on getting a guys line in. So, gents, just hang tight.
Oh, there you go. Or be real progressive and, you know, wear those tight jeans. The gals will love it.
Right.
I'm teasing. I don't know. that was fantastic. Man, look at some of these steals and deals on here. These are cheap. Not cheap quality, ladies and gentlemen. Cheap price, I'm saying.
Man, yeah, like they have very competitive pricing. It's great. I serve as a brand rep for them. And actually, one of the outfits that I'll be wearing tonight will be one of their actually pair of jeans and a cute shirt and some earrings. So, y'all will
there
be seeing some photos, and they will be tagged. If you're following me on Facebook, you will see me tagging photos and stuff with Wondering Patty in it.
Absolutely. We have a link to Jesse Lynn's Facebook page, too, facebook.com/jessielynn.officialpage. I want everybody to get over there and like and share that page as well. I was going to say before we talk about the merch store and everything, you are so good at social media. You're on everything. You update a lot. And I just love following your social media. It's a pleasure to see. And it's always fun posts. You know, you just have such a good positive attitude. I love it.
Well, you know, one of my biggest things in music, a lot of people ask me, how do you do all this? How do you keep all this together? How do you, you know, and my thing is, you know, as long as you're loving what you do, you never work a day in your life. And,
right.
You know, my job for music is, of course, I love music. I love any type of genre of music, and I know what I enjoy. But I know what my purpose is with the music. And one of the things here that lately I'm not a big politics person, and a lot of the artists, especially major artists, have decided to stick their nose into stuff that I'm like, look,
right.
You're an entertainer. Your opinion does not matter, nor should it carry any type of weight in this matter. We all have our own decisions. You know,
right.
Our job as entertainers and as artists is to provide something for the general population that everybody can relate to, because music is a universal language. It's not meant to divide and, you know, divide and conquer. It's
exactly.
Meant to work together. And so that's something that I really enjoy, is being able to hear stories of, you know, someone that's heard my song and it has touched them in a certain way, or how it's made their life different. Or if I'm doing a public speaking engagement for a high school, getting thank you letters from the students telling me that, you know, they had already thought, you know, in ninth grade that they weren't even going to be able to do something that they really want to do. And then now they've got hope to go do it. So, I mean, that's my job. That's what I feel I'm here for. And that's music's just a platform. It's something that I love, and it's something that's relatable. So it's full steam ahead.
You know, it reminds me, when the election happened and all this, I was at a cocktail party, probably about 2 weeks afterwards. And regardless of you know, people's personal feelings on politics, this isn't a story of that directly. But I was talking to a woman at the at this party, and a friend of our family. And she goes, well, your job just got a lot harder. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she goes, however you feel about this election, people are going to have very strong opinions for or against. And your job as an artist is to get people a break from that. So
yeah.
Guess what, buddy? Get to work. You know,
exactly.
Gonna... And she was right. I was like, well,
yeah.
I guess my 14-hour days are now 16-hour days. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Exactly.
Binge watch Holiday Baking Channel. No, kidding. Still binge watch that as I paint. I love
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Can't get enough of it. I want a 12-layer cake. Anyhow, that's very true, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Well, it's been such a pleasure, you know, Jesse Lynn, and I'm so glad to know you. You are such an inspiration, and just a very, very cool woman. I an artist, and just an all around good person. You inspire me every day when I see your posts and whatnot. And if nobody's told you this today, I'm telling you, keep doing what you're doing, because you are real, real good at it. And that is very true.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate it. And, you know, a big thank you to you, Jimmy. I appreciate everything that you guys do as disc jocks, giving us opportunities to come on the show. And to the fans, you know, you guys are the ones that drive our music forward. You drive our brand. You drive our purpose. And, you know, we try to create something that helps drive you so you can help drive us. And, you know, if it wasn't for fans, you know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So to all of you guys, I greatly appreciate it. And, again, I thank you guys for having me on the show. And I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas and enjoy some well-needed and well-deserved holiday time.
Absolutely. And I hope you and your team and little Lincoln have a very Merry Christmas as well and good New Year's. And all. Let me ask you this, Jesse Lynn, final question. I'm just curious. Do you stay home? Are you a homebody on New Year's Eve, or do you go out on the town? I'm just curious.
It depends on whether or not I have a gig. If I have a gig, I am out. If not, I am at home. I'm personally, I'm sure other artists will relate. When you're out in the public eye so much, there's a lot of times you just want to come home and you want to be quiet and be still, enjoy a nice quiet evening at home.
Not beyond. Oh, it's so true. I had a real problem when I was first starting out with after an art show or what have you. Everybody always wants to go out to dinner with you. That's kind of in the art world. That's kind of a thing. And I just wanted to go home and crawl on the sheets. I didn't want to talk to anybody. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, because I was just exhausted from being on and the lead up and everything to it. And it's something I've gotten better at as we, you know, now that I have a gal, you got to suck it up and do things, you know, but it took a while. I hear you though. I hear you. Sometimes it is nice not being on a lot of times.
Yes.
Sweatpants to your friend. It's very true. It's very true. And again, watching those holiday baking shows. Everybody now knows what I do when I'm not on. Very funny. Well, Jesse Lynn, I've had just a blast today. I can't wait till the next time. And, you know, when that EP comes out this next year, you don't think I didn't write that down. I did. It's up on my cork board now. That means I'm going to be bugging you to be on the show again. So very,
very
cool.
That's perfectly fine. I appreciate it. And, again, thank you guys so, so much. I am about to jet off to another meeting, so I hope, like I said, I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas, and we will be talking again soon after the new year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on, Jesse Lynn. You rock.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have a great holiday.
You too. And, folks, that wraps it up for us today. Wow, what a show. What a show. I told you, we went a little long. Sorry about that. Jesse Lynn's just fantastic and fabulous to talk to. I dig her so much, and such a great, just a nice person and fantastic artist. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We are on a whole bunch of those. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show on any of those or Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past. Do me a favor, hit that ratings and review. They all have them, and it keeps us all at the top of the page, and it is just, that is the place to be when you start talking to advertisers and stuff, man. They return your phone calls and go, no. All of our advertisers are cool, turned up to 10. They all have great products, too, so check them out and, you know, support them because they support us. Without them, we wouldn't be having a show. Very, very cool. We will see you guys on, we're off tomorrow. We're off tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Off tomorrow, we'll be back on Saturday. We have a fantastic show lined up Saturday, a film guest, action film star. And this cat is just very, very cool. He's interesting. He was in the French Foreign Legion before becoming, and I'm talking about Dominique Vandenberg, before becoming an actor. And he also is a fight scene choreographer or coordinator. I don't know which is proper. I'll ask him. He's the expert. But yeah, whenever, you know, you see these action films and stuff, and they have all these fights and stuff, that all has to be planned out, and it's somebody's job to do that. And usually, it's great if you have somebody who knows, you know, who's been in a bunch of fights and knows how all that works, you know. And yeah, Dominic's very cool. He's going to be on Saturday afternoon, so tune in for that. And there we go. We will have we will see you then and have a great time, and we will see you in a couple days. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.